Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, I don't think it's really about me. It's about the whole team. And sometimes when we're down, a lot of people on our team just tend to quit and think it's over. And I don't think it's over until it's actually over. So I think as a whole team, we all need to work on fighting back and not giving up and realizing the game's not over until it's actually over.
Could you tell there was a carry?
That was Jordan Jones.
Yeah.
Linebacker. You know, Kentucky's got about three or four really good players. He's one of them.
Yep.
And when
you need more than three or four, it turns out.
Yeah. But when one of the best of them says, I feel like the team tends to quit.
And give up. And,
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really, really bad.
But I thought it was over, too.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Shoo. We have got a jam-packed show today. We have so much to talk about,
yeah.
But I think right off the bat, we got to get it out there. That may be one of the most just disgusting performances I've ever seen from a Kentucky football team. And I've only been watching them for 14 years. So I know the history goes back a lot further than that.
Yeah.
But just start to finish. There was just nothing there.
It was so bad. Gary Danielson felt sorry for the fans and then went in on how, well, you know what? It's a basketball culture, so you almost brought this on yourself.
Which is, I totally disagree with that,
yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
But it got even worse, Dan, that Vern Lundquist asked people to call in and share stories. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I was like, what? They had nothing to talk about.
I wonder what Vern will do with that signed bottle of Maker's Mark with Mark Stoops' mug on the front of it now. Did he drink it?
Might as well do what Mark Stoops probably did with one of them last night.
Smash it?
And he, you know, what's he going to say after that? I mean.
He has nothing to say.
There's nothing to say. And, you know, people were. He said the same things he said over and over again, and I know why people are frustrated, but what else does he say? I mean, you want him to come in there and say, you know what, I quit.
And yeah, he's not going to do that.
And I don't need that buyout money because I know this didn't work out. I mean, he's got to say, we're going to keep working. I still think this is a good football team.
Yeah.
What, you know.
He can't walk in there and go, I thought we'd be better after 4 years. All systems failure. That's what everybody else is thinking.
Defensively, but, especially. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
And he did say, we don't play good defense right now.
No. Truly. And Kyle Tucker wrote an article on seccountry.com that I think everyone is thinking. Why is this team no better than it was the first year? You remember the first season for Mark Stoops? First game, Western Kentucky University, Conference USA opponent. Lost.
At home.
Yeah. Looked bad against everybody else. They only won two games. Well, here you go. Conference USA opponent, Southern Miss. At home. Lose. You go to Florida and you look like... You look like you're in rebuild mode, but this is the first year under a new staff. That's what it looks like.
And this is a Florida team that looked meh against UMass.
Yeah.
Last week, right? I mean, meh.
Close game in the third quarter.
I know. Now, I think that Del Rio kid looks pretty good, but I can't tell because our defense is apparently so bad that most anyone would probably look pretty decent. They were, I read... that Florida was 113th in the nation yet last year in yards per game rushing. And they had fewer than that against UMass, and then come out against Kentucky and just gut them.
Did you, by the way, see what Luke Del Rio said about Kentucky?
No.
Oh. He said, after the first possession, I was never touched. Like, literally, he said the word literally. Literally never touched, not hit. They never got to me again. And then he said, it's pretty easy to play quarterback when there's no pass rush.
Yeah. And you know what? It's tough to play cornerback when the quarterback has...
When you have cover for five, six, seven seconds.
Even though that's, you know, the strength of the defense, they got torched yesterday, mm-hmm. and they looked terrible, and...
Yeah, they didn't look good at all. The one play where there's two Florida receivers just wide... You know, pick one. Just throw it up. Let those two have a jump ball for the ball. It's just those two with no one within 10 yards of them.
And it's impossible to, you know, and I'm certainly not putting the whole thing on him at all because we've already talked about how it was an all systems failure. But man, I feel bad for Drew Barker. God, it was brutal.
10 passing yards, 3 interceptions, 2 completions.
That one interception when he was throwing it to Juice on just a little screen out. And they couldn't have been worse.
Drew Barker now has 6 turnovers in, 7 quarters?
To me, you can no longer say, well, this team has a good offense. Because they have shown it for a quarter half.
No.
A quarter and a half that they have done something. And any team can show you a quarter and a half worth of good offense.
Eddie Grant said it was all on him. He's got to figure out if he's giving them too much, if the package is too large, too complicated, too many things. And then, is what he's doing fit the personnel UK has? So he's got to reevaluate everything and said that it started out this way at Cincinnati, that it was slow like this, wasn't working, figured it out about halfway through the season, that the personnel didn't fit what they were trying to do. I mean...
And maybe with 3 offensive systems in 3 years, you're going out and recruiting, I would think, offensive players to fit the scheme you currently have, right? So are they, I don't know, but it's, I know we got phone calls because I know people are mad.
UK, through the last 5 quarters of football, the last 2 against Southern Miss, the first 3 against Florida, the offense gained a total of 101 total yards. That's 5 quarters, a football game and another quarter. 101 total yards and 7 turnovers while allowing 714 yards.
That's garbage.
John Hale from the Courier-Journal put that together. Of course, 79 unanswered points over the last 2 games.
And we're not even talking about what happened in the second half of Louisville at the end of last season.
That doesn't include that.
No.
A stretch of a 79-0 run.
You can't say this team is better at all.
Yeah, I don't know how you get behind the coach. Mm-mm. How do you get behind the coach? Nope. He asked for everybody's support. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's trying to do well. I think he's honest. I mean, I like Mark Stoops. I wish he would do well. Something's wrong.
Yep.
Something is wrong. Did you notice, like, Landon Foster, the former punter who was here for 4 years, sent out a tweet that said, biting his lip. Like, I would love to tell you guys something, but I can't. Maxwell Smith.
Yeah.
He put one of those zipper mouth emojis out. Like the same thing Landon Foster was saying. So what do they have to tell? Martavius Nellums went off. Said Mitch Barnhart's got to go. It's part of his fault, too. Of course, Barnhart takes some of the blame because of the contract extension. The guy hadn't done anything on the field yet. He had done a good job recruiting and done a good PR job of selling the program. But he got 2 contract extensions before he won more games than he lost.
Yeah.
At any point. And so when you do that, you put yourself in a situation where the product on the field looks like it looks now. And you owe $12 million to get rid of somebody who's not getting the job done.
Yeah.
Hey, You want to point the finger at Louisville and call them a dumpster fire? This is a dumpster fire over here.
Did you see what Nate Willis, the former cornerback, tweeted out?
I didn't see that.
He said, I told this coaching staff when he was a sophomore in high school to recruit Lamar Wilson, and nobody wanted to listen to me. And now he's the best quarterback in the country. I liked that one last night.
All right. Look, we will get to the phones next. So hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I promise. We'll get to you, Steve, and to you too, Jack. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. And I want to let you know who we have coming up. We mentioned Hunt Brothers Pizza yesterday. I don't know how kind we were to them, but we weren't too mean because we were able to get the CEO. Oh.
I think this is awesome.
Yes. CEO Aaron Hunt Ferguson of Hunt Brothers Pizza will be on this show at 9:30 this morning. Then at 10 o'clock, Alex Faulkner was there to witness the debacle in the swamp from the cat's paws. He'll join us at 10 o'clock. And then at 10:30, Kendrick Haskins of Wave 3 got the unique opportunity of being granted all access to Western Kentucky University's football team and their trip to Tuscaloosa. So he's got some stories to tell. Can't wait to hear those. Coming up on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
My name's Barney Miller from Barney Millers Incorporated. My company started working with payroll solutions in August. In the past, we've had one person in my company that could do payroll, and if that person was on vacation or sick, it became a problem. So nowadays, it's real easy. Years ago, I had dealt with another payroll company from out of town, and the service was not very good. With Payroll Solutions being a local company, I thought I'd give them a try, and it's been very good. They answer the phone, you don't get put on hold, and they've been very good. Payroll Solutions is very inexpensive versus doing it ourselves. Payroll Solutions helps us with all our payroll taxes, W-2 forms, and we don't have to keep buying new software every year to do our in-house payroll. It's a much easier system than doing it yourself, and it's very cost-effective, and it's very easy. Their software and their customer service is fantastic.
Call 859-255-7020 for your Payroll Solutions.
They've been very good.
Here for you, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff, it's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling wants you to listen to your furnace. Does it sound sick?
I've got a dome.
How about your air conditioner?
Yes, yeah!
And plumbing?
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm clogged up. I need help.
Don't worry. At Barkley Blevins, we'll be there when we say, and we'll fix it right. We've been in business for over 125 years, and we've had an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau since its inception. Call 859-252-3519. We're Barkley Blevins.
Yes, yeah!
A name you trust.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This guy's crying. It's falling too in Lexington. I mean, I don't know how. It's only two games in, but I don't know.
Nope.
There's no signs of any progress or coming back.
I just find it hard to believe there will be any enthusiasm at the stadium next weekend.
If you want to see Kentucky win a football game this year, Saturday's a really good chance for you. Otherwise, I don't know. You have to wait till like Austin Peay at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if you want to, you know, take the kids out, have some fun, and let them run around and enjoy a football game. Saturday at 4 o'clock is the time to do it, New Mexico State. Because if Kentucky can't beat New Mexico State or it looked good against them,
yeah,
just cancel the season. Put the $45 yeah. million dollar facility up for sale.
I feel like the wheels have already come off.
Yeah. I mean, who do you think they could beat?
Austin Peay and New Mexico State.
Yeah, that's it. South Carolina.
I just don't think I think they're done mentally.
Yeah. The capacity, larger capacity to yeah. handle more things. They might be spent before the season started. I feel bad for the guy.
I do.
Coach Stoops. I mean, he's trying everything he can. He really is. I don't know that he knows what you do. Also, it's just something about Kentucky. Shannon Dawson. So bad. Fired. So good now. And Mike Summers. Nobody was raving about what a great offensive line Kentucky had when he was here. Goes to Florida. They did a great job. After they were said to not do such a good job the week before. They destroyed Kentucky.
I know.
Neil Brown took Troy to Clemson and almost won.
Yeah.
Clemson needed a late touchdown to win that game.
Yeah.
It's 30-24. Neil Brown was the offensive coordinator here for 2 years. There was no semblance of the air raid being played while he was the offensive coordinator here. And I think that was because he wasn't comfortable with the personnel to run what he wanted to run. And I think year three, that would have happened. Instead of Shannon Dawson, it would have been Neil Brown getting more of the players he wanted to have to do what he wanted to do. Or, because he's at Kentucky, it would have been the worst thing. Everybody would have said, fire Neil Brown. Yeah. That's what it would have been. Now Neil Brown is a candidate, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Jeff Brohm, candidate.
Yeah.
Kyle Whittingham?
No. We'll get to him.
Let's get to the phones right now. Steve, thanks for waiting. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Guys, first things first, you know, to get off the subject of UK football, I think we have to give a very special shout-out this morning to Miss Vivian Ford, the daughter of one Mary Jo there.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Vivian.
Oh, she turns one today.
Baby
Viv.
Having a big Vikings party in her honor today. I hope she is thrilled with all the purple and gold decorations.
I was about to say, sure, she's a Vikings fan? Or
she doesn't have much of a choice.
But, yeah, happy birthday to her and all that.
Thank you.
But first off, 90% of the problems yesterday, Mark Stoops. I think you have to really put this game on Mark Stoops. Everybody played bad. I'm not excusing them. But Mark Stoops, it really, watching that game, they were not prepared. They were not prepared. They were not confident. They were not, after that first quarter, they looked done. And when you have a confidence issue and you got mental issues, you got to look up at the top when situations are going like that. And I mean, as bad as we were, I just don't know how you don't put a lot of this on Mark Stoops yesterday. I just really don't.
I don't know where else it could go. I mean,
yeah,
the players that have been recruited to play there, you can't be that wrong on all of them. It's not like all of them are the worst.
Exactly. They're pretty decent.
Is that a fire alarm? I mean, all right. We got a fire alarm, Steve. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. All right.
I don't know if I should leave the building or not. What do you think?
I don't know. Well, don't close the door. There'll be like backdraft. We'll never be able to get out.
All right. Well, we'll just have to put up with the fire alarm, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, but like,
it's just a symbolic thing of what's happening in UK football.
Well, they were just talking about the five-alarm fire going on at the football facility, UK football.
Yeah, there's a dumpster fire downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, yeah, Stoops, it's just I think you have to put it on him. And to be honest, I don't know how he's getting out of this situation. I think if you're Stoops, I know you got the $12 million buyout, but I think at some point you know he's got to think about leaving here. You know he thinks about it.
I don't think he's thinking about
it. No, I don't think he's thinking about it either. I think he's thinking like, gosh, what do I got to do? What What am I not getting here? What am I missing? What? How is this happening to us? I think that's what he's thinking, is how to figure it out. You know?
Do you think he lost the team? I mean, you know, when you think about it, I mean, as mentally down as they were, you got to worry he's lost the team now, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if he's lost the team. I just don't know if the players have lost confidence. I mean, they said they haven't lost confidence. I don't know.
Well, I don't believe that. And the thing, too, do you really – I know you say New Mexico State's a win. Are you sure about that? I'm really being honest here. I mean, are you really sure that's a win?
Oh, if it's not, you just shut it down right then.
Oh,
just absolutely shut it down. Save the overhead that you would have to pay to operate games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. What do you think Mitch Barnhart's job's on the line? I mean, really, the guy's fumbled enough coaching searches. I mean, at some point, you really do have to question if he's doing right by the university.
Now,
I mean, it's a fair thing to ask. Sorry, but it is.
When it comes to Mitch, I'm not in that. I don't agree with that. His job is on the line. Or
I agree with Dan. Failed. He should not have given these two contract extensions to Mark Stoops. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a fireable offense.
I think when you look at softball, volleyball, soccer, rifle, now baseball. I mean,
he brought in Matthew Mitchell.
Yeah, I think overall you're focusing on the big one, which is the moneymaker.
And Billy Gillespie.
Billy Gillespie.
But I'll give Mitch credit for not waiting too long on that. Like, he's given Mark Stoops 4 years here already. Now, Billy, after 2 years, he was like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
That was the smart thing to do there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they put pressure on Tubby. I mean, for a lot of people that, you know, were tired of Tubby, there were a ton of people that were ready for Tubby Smith to go.
Yes. I was one of them.
And so he put pressure there to say, look, things got to change. And Tubby said, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. If you don't like it, I'll take it somewhere else. And he did. And so.
Completely. I mean, it's just fair to ask. I mean, just that extension, it's like $12 million. It's like, you know, you couldn't wait till he got six wins, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think he just put his chips on Stoops to ease his mind and go, look, I'm going to give you everything you need. You need. You're going to have the time. You're going to be able to do this. Here you go. Rest at ease. Peace of mind. Don't worry about anything but putting a winning product on the field. And I have to give Mitch credit for responding to the fans' demands over the years.
Yeah.
Give us something. And now you have one of the best football facilities in the country. And they responded that way. And I think the contract extension was somewhat of a reward for Mark Stoops' efforts in helping get the money to do these things at Commonwealth Stadium and in the football facility.
I don't think he wanted to get rid of the last football coach he did when the fans didn't show up.
Right.
He may be forced to do that again. So he has responded.
Yeah, I can't put it on Mitch. I mean,
Billy was a mistake, and he corrected it rather quickly with the best option, period.
That's the thing. I was going to save the comment for if Stoops ever fired or quit or whatever,
nobody really gives him credit for, I mean, he took a lot of heat for Rich Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody had ever heard of him, and now we'd all give limbs to get Rich Brooks back here.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, that was going to be my last comment for the do you think Rich Brooks will never say this, but do you think he's like how sad he's got to be right now, you know, for how hard he worked to build this program with the facilities that were not here at the time, how hard he got us to be a winning program and put us in place, and now it's completely wiped out. We're back to like square one.
No. I think he might think about it for 3 or 4 seconds, and then he casts his fly rod out into the stream and catches another trout.
I'm not saying enough to come back, but, you know,
Or he goes out and plays a round of golf or travels Europe and sees the world. So, yeah.
He
might be, it's too bad about Kentucky. Oh, let's go fishing, boys.
Yep. That's
it. Hey, thanks, Steve. We got to get to Jack up here. I appreciate it. Jack, good morning to you.
I'd like to ask both of you a question. What is the standard you set for your weekend call-in shows? I know you probably do prep work. You have a format. You know what guests you're going to call in. What is the standard you set for yourself?
The standard in
excellence.
What way? Yeah.
Excellence?
Yeah.
Okay. Three and a half years ago during the summer, I used to teach here in Fayette County. I taught math for 30 years. And we went down to Birmingham, a group of teachers, and there were business. It was not a seminar, but Nick Saban gave – it wasn't motivational in nature. But there were businessmen there, CEOs, coaches, and educators. And he said – he was asking all of us, what is the standard you set for your employees, for your students, for your teams? And what is normal for you? And I really think – it just comes down to a mindset. Normal, or the standard Kentucky has, and I hear this all the time, is 6 wins. Just become bowl eligible. That's a mediocre standard. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
It is, and
yeah.
You brought up Nick Saban. Nick Saban yesterday, his team won 38-10.
And he went ballistic.
He went absolutely nuts. And he did the first game of the season, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he won that.
Crushed USC.
Crushed USC. I mean, absolutely crushed USC, and was still not happy.
Yeah, I just think, and it was fascinating, and I've used that with my kids when I got back for 3 years, and I asked them, you can't delve into this the first week of school. I think after maybe 6 or 7 weeks we started this. What is your standard? Is this, if you're not doing well, is this normal for you? Because I know you can do much better than this.
If mediocrity is what you're shooting for, you're probably going to get less than that.
I do the same with my kids. I'm trying to get them to understand that nothing less than your best is acceptable. If you're going to go out there and I'm going to pay for you to play a sport or something, if you're not giving it your best, I want my money back. You go do something else. We'll find something else for you to do your best in.
Yeah, another point I'd like to make is people say give 100% or give 110%. Well, you can't. I don't think your body will allow you to give 100%. I don't think you're physically capable of that or mentally. If your top echelon is 85%, and that's all, and that's what you can give me, I'll take it.
Yeah. Look, everyone's going to make mistakes, but yeah, you have to get the best. And Mark Stoops says that. He does respond to the 6-win question with, I'm not going to put a number on it. 6 wins is setting it, you know, a goal there that we don't want 6 wins. We want to win every game. So he says the right things when it comes to that. But I think you're right as far as the culture and what these players hear is 6 wins. It's kind of out there for them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're really too far into his tenure to change that standard.
Jack, I hadn't really thought about it in those terms, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
And well, you know, a lot of Kentucky fans will just say, just give me 6 wins.
Right.
Yeah.
Just send us to a crappy bowl game.
You put $145 million into a stadium, or $120 million in, and then $45 million into facilities.
Right.
And all you want is mediocrity. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You could sell both of them, you know, and bring in an NFL team or something.
You know, they say shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars or whatever. We're just shooting for the.
You just want to get off the launch.
Poinsettia Bowl or what? I'm just trying to think of a
right
crappy bowl.
Yeah.
Well, then you're not going to land there.
Right.
No.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack. I think we need to check to see if we are on fire. Like I'm getting a little nervous because this fire alarm is still going off.
Well,
is someone responding to this?
Yeah, we do need to call the fire department.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So Hunt Brothers Pizza CEO Aaron Hunt Ferguson is supposed to be on the show next. So we're going to call her as long as the building's not on fire.
Yeah.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to make it rain. Build your bankroll like the pros at MyBookie.lv. An industry-leading website, MyBookie offers real Vegas odds and incredible player props. Sick and tired of getting the runaround when you're ready to get paid? Join MyBookie today for fast, no-hassle payouts. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000. Act now and receive an additional 10% bonus when you join and deposit within the next 30 minutes. Enter promo code RADIO. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has live in-game action with odds updated in real time. Visit MyBookie today. Use promo code RADIO to claim your 100% bonus before it's too late. Or call 844-900-BETS to open your account and start winning. Play with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie.lv.
Are you feeling sad because your credit's bad?
Let the Courtesy Credit Builders get you approved with only $73 down and no payments for the first 3 months. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, you get a $500 Walmart shopping spree.
And you'll drive with confidence at Courtesy. Our trucks, cars, and SUVs have been certified, or we won't sell them. Why buy old and busted when you can drive new and trusted?
Just go to CourtesyOnWheels.com or come see us at Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall. And that's what we like to call...
sweet!
Summertime in the bluegrass means just one thing, Dan.
It's time to go nuts.
Solo.
It's time for Courtesy's sweet summer deals and steals. That's right. Keep the cash in your pocket.
Uncle Joe's been buying them.
Solo.
And we're passing the savings on to you.
Bring us any price, any offer, any payment, and we'll beat it, guaranteed.
Courtesy is so confident that we have the lowest prices on pre-owned vehicles this summer. We'll pay you $500 if we can't beat any other dealer's price, payment, or offer.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for offer details. Or come visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
And that's what we like to call...
sweet.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you. 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day, and you can always call our office, even at 3 in the morning. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We're going to take a break from UK football for a minute before all of our heads explode. Or somebody jumps off a building or something like that. It's just too much to handle. So we take a little break here and get into something that involves UK basketball. Rupp Arena, the new pizza provider for Rupp Arena, is Hunt Brothers Pizza. Formerly was Papa John's. So now Hunt Brothers Pizza has the contract, which is a pretty big deal. Hunt Brothers Pizza is based in Paris. And we have the CEO... on the phone with us now, Aaron Hunt Ferguson on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So in doing a little research for this interview, would you have guessed, Dan, 7,300 locations in 28 states?
No.
And this is like going into your 40th year of business. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. And I'll be clear. Hunt Brothers Pizza is a family business. We are in 29 states. So it was founded by the Hunt Brothers out of Evansville, Indiana. My role in the company is part of one of the distributors of the product and part of the Hunt Brothers Pizza team. And we are in Paris, Kentucky.
Okay.
And our families are all part of the success here.
I see.
That's such a cool thing.
How did this thing take off? Like, did it start with one gas station and then boom, or what?
Well, it goes back to the 60s, actually. My Uncle Don started a pizza company that distributed to restaurants and food outlets started growing, and it grew to about 14 states. Each one of the Hunt brothers helped grow that business and then left on their own to plant their own distribution, food distribution companies. And that's what happened with my father in 1976, 40 years ago. He landed in Paris, Kentucky. He feels the Lord brought him here. And each one of the brothers started growing a wholesale food distribution business.
Wow.
It was 25 years ago, though, that the Hunt Brothers Pizza was born. And we've been selling it ever since. It takes off. Communities love it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. It did start from one man, one truck, just driving down the road and finding a place where people needed to have a fresh, hot, delicious meal.
Why do you think it works so well? Is it because you have so many, you take Kentucky, for example, but it's this way everywhere. You have rural areas where there's one stoplight or something. The only restaurant is maybe McDonald's and nothing else around for 20, 30 miles or something like that. But you have to have a gas station in every town. I mean, those things are absolutely necessary. And so that takes the place of one of the bigger national chain standalone restaurants?
Exactly. Absolutely. People live in rural America, real people, and we love these people. And they're hungry. They don't want to have to drive 50 miles to find a delicious meal. And so our product is delicious. And it's easy to get. It's a grab-and-go product. And these families that run convenience stores, restaurants, bowling alleys, and the like, grocery stores. We're in grocery stores. Anyway, these families that make food there and sell food to the locals are glad that they can actually provide a delicious pizza. We all love pizza, don't we? It fits with sports.
Yeah.
Well, it just fits with life.
It's America.
I mean, if you don't like pizza, something is clearly...
Go back to Russia.
Yeah, clearly wrong with you. But you...
Exactly.
You talk so much about this, you know, being a small business, getting started in community and how important that is. And talk a little bit about giving back to the Paris community, because I know Hunt Brothers Pizza has made it possible for Paris to get this new... athletic complex. You owe the $250,000 donation.
Oh, wow. What a blessing. It is a huge blessing. You know, we believe in giving back and turning outward to be a blessing to people. That's the foundational core value of our family business. I went to Paris High School, and coming back from Nashville, being away for 10 years, I noticed that one of my friends, I graduated high school with, was the coach of Paris football program. And I was reached out by the president of the Paris Football Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Bill Alverson. He's over Traditional Bank. And you know what? He's so passionate about helping these students be involved in sports and be healthy. So I walked into the field house where I used to lift weights in the 80s, and it's the same equipment. So my heart got stirred, and I reached out to my father and family, and we decided let's help create an environment that's inspirational for coaches to guide, encourage, and motivate these kids to be great leaders in their communities. They're our future leaders. 5 years from now, 3 years from now, these seniors are going to be making track. So we wanted to be a part of these students' lives and help them feel like they're special and they can work out in a healthy environment.
We're talking to Hunt Brothers Pizza CEO Aaron Hunt Ferguson on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And if you don't know, what she's talking about here is Hunt Brothers Pizza, along with a couple other businesses, gave money for Paris High School to build a really nice athletics facility. And, like, Paris's football team is not playing any home games this year because, you know, the construction mm-hmm. is going on. And so if you've ever been over there to Blanton Collier Stadium and you've seen the field house, the locker room those guys have, it's just a small cinder block building that has been that way since, she said, the 80s. I can remember playing there in the 90s from Williamsburg and it looking exactly the same as it does now.
Mm-hmm.
So these upgrades are going to be so appreciated by those guys.
Oh, yes.
And at a time when Paris football is resurging under head coach Brian Washington.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I'll tell you what, that field house has been there since, '60s or '70s. Mm-hmm. And if you drove by there today, you would see this incredible building of hope for this community.
Yeah.
We are still raising money. We're building a brick entrance where you could put your name or business or a student or someone in memoriam of. And go ahead. I encourage everybody to reach out to the Paris Football Foundation and just Google Paris High School. You'll find it. We're collecting right now as I speak. So it's a very exciting thing.
Now, maybe John Hodge and the folks over at Bourbon County High School will be next asking for a little help. No, they have plenty of help. Adina Springsfield is pretty nice. Pretty nice looking place. They have a nice field house over
there.
They
have a very nice facility.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
We all play nice.
Well, we have to ask you, Rupp Arena, you guys now have the contract to be the provider of pizza for Rupp Arena. How did that happen?
Wow. The Lord just opened up an opportunity. We learned of a request for a proposal and a good old RFP, and we responded. It was a perfect timing. We've got an excellent team to make it happen. Our sister distributor out of Nashville, Tennessee, is serving Hunt Brothers Pizza from the Bridgestone Arena, downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With a
SEC tournament.
Play.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. So we have some experience in the arena business. We're also at Lexington Legends here in town at the Whitaker Bank Park.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's exciting. My father used to say, let's send somebody down there to bake a pizza and get our pizza in a Rupp Arena. But it just wasn't the timing for it.
Yeah.
And now we're going to be serving in 6 concession stands. We're building a pretty cool concourse to tell our story. We share 40 years in business as well as Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
And so this is a cool experience for all of us. We'll be able to provide some awesome experiences for the patrons coming to Rupp.
You know what I would like to see? Because there's another Paris business that is well known called Mingy Brothers Beef Jerky. You got Hunt Brothers and Mingy Brothers. I would like to see a Mingy Brothers Beef Jerky Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Well, I'll tell you,
head explodes.
Curtis Holly and I have talked about this.
Oh,
right next to each other. Our businesses are in the same industrial park here in Paris, and they are the most amazing people. That's our favorite beef jerky. Mingy Brothers is our favorite beef jerky. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Well, congrats to you on all your success, and just
congrats on Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool,
absolutely.
And we look forward to all the future full bellies that we will get at Rupp Arena.
Thank you, and I'm sure we have a location near you.
Oh, yes, I think so.
I'm sure you do. And can't wait to see the Paris football facility, because I go out and shoot high school football on Friday nights. I can't wait to get over there.
Oh, nice. Yes, come on by. It's fun to watch it grow, and it'll have a sprint track inside. These kids will...
Yeah.
They're going to grow physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's going to be fantastic for the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too. Aaron Hunt Ferguson, CEO of Hunt Brothers Pizza, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call, 381-1313. We'll take your calls next. And then at the top of the hour, Alex Forkner from the Cat's Paws, who was down at the swamp, will join us on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Head to downtown Cincinnati Saturday, September 17th for a day of Reds baseball and one of Cincinnati's most historic annual events, Oktoberfest Cincinnati. Park once and take in 2 baseball games while also celebrating the Queen City's rich German heritage with live music, food, and beverages. Plus, the first 20,000 fans at Saturday night's 6:10 game receive a Red Stein thanks to Moorline Lagerhouse. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit reds.com.
McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is growing with full-time distribution center positions available starting between $13 per hour and $14 per hour. Come to McLane Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1040 Baker Lane. Mention this radio station for an on-the-spot interview for steady full-time distribution center positions with full benefits, including a 401k match and a competitive hourly rate. That's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 1040 Baker Lane.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Moses is in Georgetown is hosting a special event on September 13th. Gather your friends, family, coworkers, and even your neighbors, and come out to Moses's for a special in-store Pampered Chef party. Dozens of products will be showcased along with demonstrations. And yes, there will be food samples provided while they last. Start your holiday shopping now with these must-have products and walk away with quick meal ideas from Pampered Chef. Don't forget September 13th at 5:30. Moses is 511 North Broadway in Georgetown. See you there.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
For the last 30 years, our law firm has been in a fist fight with the establishment. Gigantic insurance companies, big tobacco, the pharmaceutical industry, and oil companies like BP. We hit them hard where it counts, right in the pocketbook. Results of $1.2 billion, $90 million, $40 million. So many verdicts of more than $1 million over the years. Billions and billions of dollars for our clients. You heard that right. Billions. As a poor boy growing up in Kentucky, I remember what it was like to feel helpless against the powerful. When my brother was paralyzed at 18, I watched the establishment bully him in the legal system. I became enraged and vowed to one day fight back for all of us. This is all very personal to me. Let our experience and financial strength fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There you go. There is no one does America better than country music singers. They absolutely know how to write the good stuff.
15 years ago today, and it's still, you know, we have kids that will never know what it was like that day, but
yeah,
and we hope they don't. But it was such a guttural feeling, you know, just whether you, no matter where you were,
I think I
it sucked the air out of you.
I think I saw or read something on Twitter. Somebody tweeted it out, but this is the first year high school freshmen will read about 9/11 in history books because they've never seen it.
Yep.
They weren't born. Which, it's just so crazy to think about, you know, how what we read in history class and the stuff and what has had to been added to the books and been taught. And this is one of them. And, yeah, I'll never forget seeing it. Just won't.
Nope.
I mean, you don't forget those images. And I can remember people being so distraught over it. You know, they were like, just like advice to try not to watch it too much. Try to put your mind on something else. And, you know, and sports played a huge role in that. It's just, look, get your mind off of it to just kind of, so you can hold it together and just enjoy some sports for a minute. I hate to bring this up, but it's going to happen today. On this day of all days, you know, Colin Kaepernick started something. It wasn't just him. Once he did it, caught fire. Some other players have decided to kneel during the national anthem as well. Football players. I think an entire
soccer players.
an entire team, right? A team from New Jersey. Was it a football team? There was like an entire team from New Jersey, whether it was high school or college or something. Semi-pro, I don't know. The entire team knelt during. I understand what they're trying to do. The injustice for black men and the Black Lives Matter and just everything that has gone on these last few years. They are seeing no relief. There is nothing to show them that it's getting better. So we got to do something. I understand that, the mindset there. And like I said before, I just think the national anthem is the wrong way to do it. But it's working. And there's reasoning behind it that is enough to convince them that it's okay to do it, that it's making a difference, that it's drawing attention. And so we're going to do it. And so because of that, today, during 13 NFL games today, something like that, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen a lot, and it's going to be discussed. Then on 9/11, which is just so, because like I said, remember how New York and sports bounced back?
Yeah.
With 9/11 and the tributes that were made and everything that was great, and now it's going to be kind of the other way. It's going to be people mad at the players who are not saluting the flag in honor of 9/11 today. It's just a bad mix, a bad mix.
It is, but it's also it's also why the flag flies. Because
yeah, you have
we
a
can
right.
Do that.
Yeah. Without being shot.
Yeah.
You know? People can get mad at you and raise a fuss.
But you won't be arrested.
No. Colin Kaepernick will not be jailed. No one else that does what he does will be put away and shut up like Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to coup over there. Those people, who knows what's going to happen to them? They got the ones that got caught, tortured, I'm sure.
I do think there will also be some wonderful remembrances and patriotic moments.
Absolutely.
I do think the NFL's, did they say they were going to fine players if they put some 9/11 tributes on their shoe or on their cleats or something?
There were some players that wanted to do some things, and they said, no, we individuality is not allowed when it comes to uniform items. It's just not. It goes all the way back to Jim McMahon putting Pete Rozelle writing it with a black magic marker on his headband. The former commissioner of the NFL.
So
don't let it happen. They just won't. Well, they won't do it. Did you see Bristol last night? Did you see the display of America during the anthem at Bristol Motor Speedway?
Very cool.
Oh,
very cool.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. But my goodness, the views that they put, you could not see that football game.
Mm-mm. It was better on TV.
Reese Davis had the funniest comment to me. Because also, I am a huge fan of the movie Zoolander.
Yeah.
But he was up in the booth and he goes, what is this, a stadium built for ants?
That's good.
And recalled the Zoolander thing where they...
That's good.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the views have to be, I thought the same thing.
It was just a matter of being there.
Yeah.
People just wanted to be there. And Tennessee looked much better than they did against Appalachian State. But to get back to 9/11, I don't think you can ever say it enough, because people whose lives were directly impacted that day are still feeling it today.
Oh, absolutely.
15 years does not erase any of those things. I know everybody knows someone who knows, someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant ripple effect. And reading some of the things today, one thing I read was just the transcript of a voicemail that one of the passengers on the plane left for his wife. And it just, you can't read it and not feel something.
Right.
So, I think this country will always remember. We will know. I know it becomes a hashtag, and then it becomes something that you don't want it to be. But truly, I don't think anyone will ever forget.
No, it's something that happened in America that you don't expect to happen in America, and then you just couldn't imagine happening, where you're in a major city in this country, and all of the sudden, buildings come crashing down because you're under attack.
And there's some people who's that's their reality.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
In Syria, that's what their reality is.
That's daily life, hearing gunshots and fire and bombs and all that stuff, and trying to raise kids in a family in that environment. I mean, so here you just expect to feel safe. You know, there's crime and whatever, but that kind of thing, you just don't expect, and not in New York City, the greatest city in America, although I would say it's Chicago, but New York's great too. But it is, it's so America. And so, yes, by the way, the fire alarm did go off. We called the fire department. They said, well, you should, somebody should be on the scene already. We know about it.
Yep, we're already there.
Yeah, and about that time, it turned off, stopped. So
yep.
Thank you to our local firefighters here in Lexington. When we come back, Alex Faulkner from the Cat's Paws on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, my name is Jimmy Masters, and I'm the head golf professional at Spring Valley Golf Club. We have been working with Payroll Solutions now for about 6 years. Been a great relationship. It just helps us better manage what we're there to do. The most important things are taking care of our members, our employees. We manage several tournaments and events, and we've got 140 acres of turf grass to maintain, and 85-year-old clubhouse that needs a lot of attention, and we don't always have the staff available to take care of the type of things that Payroll Solutions is able to take care of for us. It's very liberating. If you're struggling to get everything done that you've got on your plate, this is certainly something that you can hand over. It will free you up to concentrate on the issues that are relevant to your business. You can't hardly beat that kind of service.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Hey, man, it's your speedboat. We can't even make it past the idle speed. Something's wrong with me. You need to take me where I know they'll fix me right. Danville Foreign Cars.
Dude, I'm not running right either. Can't catch my waves. Bruh, I need to go to Danville Foreign Cars.
Well, I can't take you to our favorite fishing spot. My trolling motor's not working right. Take me to Danville Foreign Cars.
Take me!
Take me!
Take me, bro.
I want to go!
No, I want to go.
Take me!
I can take all of you to Danville Foreign Cars. Eric and the crew can fix anything. He takes continuing education classes every 2 months. He's always caught up on the latest technology.
Excuse me, don't forget about me, your wife's hybrid. I'm making a strange noise these days. So you need to take me to Danville Foreign Cars.
All right, here's how it's going to go. All of you are going to Danville Foreign Cars, even you, hybrid. Yes, Eric is great at fixing hybrids and electric cars. He even has special equipment just for you. I'm even taking my Beamer. So let's all head over to Danville Foreign Cars on Lebanon Road, the service specialists. McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is growing, with full-time distribution center positions available starting between $13 per hour and $14 per hour. Come to McLane Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1040 Baker Lane. Mention this radio station for an on-the-spot interview for steady full-time distribution center positions with full benefits, including a 401k match and a competitive hourly rate. That's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 1040 Baker Lane.
Banks floor covering.
I want to talk to my mommy.
I don't know if your mommy is here. Well, what does she look like?
She's real pretty.
I'm sure she is. What's her name? Maybe I can page her.
Mommy.
That figures. Well, did she say she was coming to Banks floor covering?
She said she was looking for a gift for Daddy.
We do have a gift department with a great selection of gift ideas for every occasion.
But I only have 17 cents. That's why mommy is shopping.
We've got something for everyone at Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
You would extend by an untimed down in that situation, except if that foul includes a loss of down, by rule there is no extension. So the game should have been over without that play being run.
The refs acknowledged their mistake after the game, but the win will stand for Central Michigan. All of the top 10 teams with wins, but ninth-ranked Georgia were 55-point favorites. Edge Nichols, 26-24. An FBS record crowd of nearly 157,000 at Bristol Motor Speedway. Watch number 17 Tennessee beat Virginia Tech 45-24. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles out for today's opener against the Chargers with a knee injury. San Diego rookie defensive end Joey Bosa sidelined with a hamstring injury. Baseball, Dodgers starter Rich Hill removed after 7 perfect innings, 89 pitches last night at Miami. Manager Dave Roberts pulled Hill because of a lingering blister issue. Perfect game ended in the 8th on a Jeff Francoeur single off Joe Blanton. Dodgers still get the shutout, 5-0 over the Marlins. Orioles hammer the Tigers 11-3, so Baltimore now with a 1-game lead on Detroit and the Yankees for the final wild card. Yankees winners of 7 straight beat the Rays 5-1 beyond Masahiro Tanaka.
Tom Waddle, Lewis Riddick, Troy Aikman, and Donovan McNabb all join Greeny and Golic with complete reaction to Week 1 in the NFL, plus a preview of a Monday Night Football doubleheader. Mike and Mike, Monday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
You know, if you're like me, about 2 or 3 times a week, you think, man, I'd love some pizza. And when that happens, there's only one place to go. It's a neighborhood place. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza. It's right over there on Clay's Mill and Keatshire. Families love it. Everybody loves it. They have great food, great entrees, fresh salads, and the best pizza anywhere. Keno and a full bar. It's the original Brooklyn Pizza on Clay's Mill and Keyshawn.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high price. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Following is an advertisement. When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial. And our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
You know, this is a good song, too, for this particular day. There Goes My Hero. There were a lot of heroes on that day.
Yep.
You never know. You like to think, but you never know what you're going to do until faced with it. On a much smaller scale, I can remember my wife recognizing in me a father, you know, and saying, yeah, you jumped right in there. I just hadn't seen that, you know, you took care of it immediately when, you know, I had a kid who was hurting or sick or in trouble or something, just responding right away. Like, you don't even think. And you would like to think that when people are trapped, that you don't think, you're just going to rescue. But, you know, some people can't do it. So for those who can,
yeah,
they're the heroes. There were no heroes. We use it in sports, too. Yep. For Kentucky, yesterday, against Florida. That says it all right
really,
there.
Like, it really is the most disappointing performance I've seen out of a Kentucky team. And I don't get the feeling, you know, when Kentucky lost to LSU 41-0 under Rich Brooks, that ended up being kind of the turning point,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from not that they won every game after that, but things happened.
Yeah.
It was we hit rock bottom, and now
bounce back the next week and beat Mississippi State.
Yeah, let's do this.
And the very next week it was Georgia.
Yeah. I do not get that sense. I do not get that sense.
Not.
And I don't remember if I don't know that I had that sense right after the LSU loss either. I don't, you know, hindsight's 20/20, so you can say, yeah, that was the turning point. But after that game, you're like, oh, good. And everyone wanted Rich Brooks gone and the whole nine yards. So
real quick aside, I can remember my in-laws came down that particular for that LSU game, and I paid, I don't know, $25 to watch it from LSU's feed on their website. It was 2006. So it wasn't as rampant as it was now, but the pay-per-view is not available on the TV, but on my year 2000 Dell monitor.
In the year 2000.
I purchased the LSU Kentucky football game and watched them get destroyed 41-0 for $25.
That's $25 you'd never get back.
Yeah. It wasn't like you could take the laptop and go sit in the recliner and watch it. Sitting in a desk chair at the computer watching garbage. All right, let's see what Alex Faulkner from the Cat's Paws feels about what he saw yesterday and the reaction to it and where they go from here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good, good. Are you back in the state?
I am not. I'm still in a holding pattern in Jacksonville waiting to head home, so.
Well, if it doesn't work out, the Jaguars, I think they're home today. They play Green Bay at home today.
Yeah. In town.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. If you want to see football, like real football.
And you're saying that about the Jags.
They have the T.J. Yeldon, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Alex, we know what we saw on the field. Mary Jo just said she doesn't get the sense that this is like when Rich Brooks was here. And that 41-0 loss to LSU seemed like it was all over. He was fired. That was the end. And they bounced back. I mean, what's the feeling you get here?
Well, I think, you know, with that, you know, viewing any certain game as a turning point, you also have to look at what happened before it. And I think the real discouraging thing with this Kentucky team is, you know, they showed so much promise in that first half against Southern Mississippi and, you know, that utter collapse in the second half, obviously. You would think that they would view that second half maybe as a turning point and rally around that. You know, we did not see that yesterday, obviously. Kentucky looked pretty fundamentally broken in just about every way you can imagine. The offense could not get anything going. Drew Barker did not look like the quarterback that threw almost 300 yards in the first half against Southern Miss. Some really bad decision making on his part, and then obviously that defense, you know, just could not get off the field to save its life. So Kentucky has some real issues in every facet of the game, it seems like, and it's really hard to see how they can bounce back. I know they have a very winnable game, you would think, coming back home next week against New Mexico State, but if Kentucky doesn't, you know, really, really put it on the Aggies and build some confidence, then you can probably see the direction that this season is going, and it's not the right direction. It's definitely a wrong turn.
I know, Alex. When it was 2006 and that 41 zip game happened, there wasn't Twitter, so you couldn't see all this instant reaction and instant vitriol and people so angry and I'm never again, never doing this, never buying season tickets, never, you know. What is your gut on what the crowd looks like Saturday?
You know, it's sort of hard to predict. I know next week is Heroes Day, so Kentucky is going to be honoring active and retired military, first responders, police. So I think they'll get a fairly decent crowd just by that fact. I think there is very obviously very much discontent. I think there will be some protests that happen, some empty seats, and you know, if Kentucky doesn't look good in that game, then going forward, you know, I think they have Vandy after that, and then if they go to Alabama and just get stomped,
which they will. I mean, what, you know, let's
yeah,
be
I mean,
real
after that, it's really hard to see much enthusiasm from a fan standpoint after that. And, you know, Kentucky could theoretically turn it around and play good enough to to beat some of these, you know, low-level SEC East teams. Vandy looked okay yesterday against Middle Tennessee, and South Carolina did not look okay. So Kentucky obviously has a shot to win some SEC games this year, but, you know, with those teams being at, you know, such a low level, it's hard to really see that inspiring any of these fans.
I thought it was awfully telling from Jordan Jones to say that players tend to quit when we get down, and players tend to feel sorry for themselves. I mean, that's quite a revelation to come out after the start that they've had to this season.
Yeah, it's I don't know how happy Jordan Jones' coaches are going to be about those post-game comments, but you know, I think he is hitting on at least some truth, because you know, Kentucky did sort of let things spiral out of control. As bad as they played early in that game, they had their opportunities to make something happen, to get some points on the board, and just couldn't get it done. So, you know, you wonder about the mental fortitude of this team. Mark Stoops talked pretty much all offseason about this team's capacity, their ability to be mentally tough, to handle more, to not be fragile. And, you know, so far through two games, we have not seen that on the field.
We're talking with Alex Faulkner from the Cat's Paws on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. So 4 years ago, Mark Stoops gets brought in, and as a defensive-minded coach. And that was exciting for a lot of people around here who's, you know, oftentimes there's been a decent offense at Kentucky, but defensively they've just seemed to kind of always struggle. So he's coming in and working on that side of the ball. And he's had DJ Elliott with him this whole time. But meanwhile, they've gone through, they're on their third offensive coordinator, because I guess they keep, you know, thinking the offense is sputtering, and the reason for not the same kind of success on the field. But I really think you've got to now point the finger on that side of the ball. There haven't been changes made, and that is supposed to be Stoops's area of expertise. And even he said yesterday, just we're not good defensively. And, you know, I'm not advocating anyone's, you know, losing their job, but why have there been so many changes made on offense when defensively this team has not been good since Stoops got here?
Yeah, it's an interesting question to look at, I guess. I know a lot of people wonder about why Stoops has such loyalty to DJ Elliott. He's been with him, you know, in a couple stops now. He was obviously with him at Florida State. So, you know, with all these struggles, it wouldn't surprise me. I don't have, you know, any inside information to base this on. This is just me spitballing, but it wouldn't surprise me, you know, to see maybe some reshuffling on that defensive staff, not, you know, in season, not necessarily, you know, kick DJ Elliott to the curb or anything, but, you know, they have some former, defensive coordinators on the staff, guys with defensive coordinator experience, Matt House, obviously a defensive coordinator at Pitt for some time, and Steve Klinkscale was co-defensive coordinator at Cincinnati. So, you know, they have some guys that maybe they can turn to. It wouldn't surprise me if maybe Stoops, you know, takes on the responsibility of calling defenses. But, you know, also I think, you know, even they obviously have some scheme issues, but, you know, I think personnel issues are just as pressing. They don't have the depth. They don't have you know, the talent at a lot of spots to really compete, you know, obviously with a very talented Florida team yesterday, as we saw. So, you know,
but that's kind of my question, Alex. Is it a very talented Florida team? I mean, I know they've got better players because they're Florida and all that, but, like, I mean, are they a very talented team?
Well, they're not, you know, gold caliber Florida. I think that's true. I don't think they are, you know, Urban Meyer Florida or Steve Spurrier Florida, but, you know, you look at the recruiting rankings, and, you know, there's a wide gulf between the caliber of players
sure.
that Florida has recruited over the past few years and what Kentucky has on its roster. So, you know, I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's just a birthright for people born in Florida. You you grow up, you go to elementary school, high school, college, and you beat Kentucky in football. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
That, to me, the thing that's most troubling is it's the fourth year. And in comparison to other programs and just watching the whole slate of college football on Saturdays, Kentucky comes up to be one of the worst. It's not Butch Jones took over Tennessee at the exact same time. You see where they are now. Of course, Tennessee has had better recruiting classes, but that's just, you know, one example.
But it's the whole thing of Mark Stoops is he's been such a good recruiter. Yeah. And I understand it's still like you can be a great recruiter at Kentucky and still be have the 13th best class in the SEC. So I get that. But shouldn't it be closer than 45 zip?
I understand some years you're going to have bad teams. Some years you're not going to have all the pieces. And on defense, that front seven particularly, they're playing a lot of guys with not a lot of experience who could be good players down the road. Okay, you can understand that. You could give him a pass right there if that's maybe not ready to handle Florida. Well, it definitely was not ready to handle Florida, as yeah. Luke Del Rio said. I didn't get touched after the first possession. So easy to play quarterback when there's no pass rush. But on the offensive side of the ball, you have a fourth-year junior, a fourth-year junior, a fourth-year junior, a fourth-year junior, a fifth-year senior. Those are your starters. Landon Young had to come in for Cole Mosier, who got injured. But those were the starters in game one, and those were the guys who started game two. You got a quarterback who's only making his fourth start, but you've got a running back, Boone Williams, who's one of the best in the SEC and has played a lot of football, and you got several receivers who have played a lot of football. So that side of the ball should not get outscored, should not
be that inept.
Yeah, 79-0, and only be able to gain 101 yards in five quarters. And to turn it over seven times. I think that is where you just start to question every single thing. That should be better. And Eddie Grant seemed to take a lot of it on the chin.
Oh yeah, he was very, you know, he owned it after the game. He said, right from the first snap, he said, "I can't, start off the game letting my quarterback get hit in the chin." And to me, Barker, hardly looked settled, after that from the get-go. So seemed like his head was on a swivel at all times and just really couldn't get anything going at all. He felt the sort of pressure at all times. But, and it was interesting to hear Coach Grant say that maybe he needs to look at simplifying this offense, that maybe he has too much in, that he's the playbook is a little bit too thick maybe. With all the trouble that Kentucky's offense had last year and all the fan disapproval of what Shannon Dawson was trying to do, I think through two games so far, well, through one and a half game, counting the second half of the Southern Miss game, Eddie Grant's offense has not been much better. So I think that definitely they need to look at, what are they doing on that side of the ball and how can they get better, because there's going to be some more good SEC defenses on the way that Kentucky is going to have to figure out how to attack.
Talking with Alex Fortner from the Cat's Paws here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Speaking of Drew Barker there, they put Steven Johnson in. Of course, he fumbled on the second play. I mean,
yeah.
That's just like destined to happen when you play quarterback at Kentucky. But
and the coaches said they had planned on getting him in right. this game anyways.
Right. So what happens now? I mean, because you could go one of two ways. Drew Barker said confidence isn't shaken. I think it is. New Mexico State would be a good opportunity to get that confidence back. If you could throw it around, get some touchdowns, and have some success, you would feel like, okay, we're on to something now. Or you let Steven Johnson get some experience out there running the offense, and maybe it's a mixture of both. Well, how do you think they play this, Alex?
I think Barker will continue to be the guy. I think he's your number one quarterback. Eddie Grant said after the game that the plan was just to get Steven Johnson as a change of pace. They said all camp that they've got a package for him. So I think, going forward, I think Drew Barker will continue to be the guy. If he doesn't improve, now that decision might be back up in the air. Steven Johnson, he looks okay. That Florida defense yesterday, it was tough for anybody to step in there and try to get anything done, it seemed like.
But, you know, he showed some ability to some running ability, you know, through one nice pass on a scramble to Jeff Badette. But, you know, I think this offense is really geared towards Drew Barker's skill set. I think that, you know, all those first team reps that he got throughout spring and throughout fall camp, you know, sort of make him the guy that this offense is engineered around. So, you know, like you said, Barker has to get his confidence back. You know, he poo-pooed the idea that he was, you know, rattled at all yesterday. But, you know, when the pressure's in your face, like Mark Stoops said after the game, sometimes you just have to step up and make a play. And Barker didn't do that at all yesterday.
What do you make about what do you make of Stoops where he is mentally? And I know he's got to come out and say, yes, we're going to go back to work and all that stuff. And that frustrates fans because I feel and they feel like they've heard the same thing over and over again. But what do you think he's thinking? Is he so frustrated right now that he doesn't know what to do?
You know, it's hard to really get in another man's head, but I think he is, you know, I don't want to say hopelessly frustrated, but, you know, I think he is very much searching for answers. You know, he hired Eddie Grant to take over this offense because, you know, they had such a great working relationship and he knows what he's capable of and he trusts him. But, you know, the offense hasn't done the defense any favors through two games, and the defense hasn't done the offense any favors through two games. And like I said earlier, it really wouldn't surprise me if Mark Stoops, you know, looked at that defensive staff that he has and you know, reconfigured things a little bit and tried to just get something going that, you know, Kentucky can build some confidence on this week. You know, I don't know what the team psyche will be like. It's hard to really get excited after, you know, two pretty crushing losses and you have a pretty low-level team, a team that's about to be kicked out of the Sun Belt for being, you know, so hapless coming into your stadium in a environment that probably won't be rocking in Commonwealth Stadium. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what this team does on Saturday, how they look, and if they can build some confidence because they are definitely in dire need of some confidence.
Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope everything goes well, that you're able to get back in time to watch some NFL games today.
All right. Thanks. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
Thanks, Alex Forkner from the Cat's Paws here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
Patrick Toles tweeted, make football fun again. Did you see that? That was his tweet.
Yeah.
Boston College won. He threw a couple touchdown passes. He's having fun. Drew Barker was not having fun. It's hard to have fun when you're running for your life. I mean, Patrick Toles ran for his life, too.
Yeah.
I can't put it all on the offensive line. Drew even, Barker even said after the game, on the sack where the guy just came free, is they changed, he did, at the line, the protection, and that guy came unblocked.
Yeah.
And so it used to be the offensive line, John Toth, would make the calls on the offensive line. Eddie Graham came in, they changed, and Drew Barker makes the calls on the offensive line. So he's trying to read it. And, you know, he hasn't seen a whole lot of it. He's not seen a lot. So he's seeing a lot of these things for the first time, or at least in person. You know, on film, it looks different. On film, you've got the coach's view from up above. You know, it's not field view, eye level view. That's a little different. And so, not that the offensive line can't block anybody, but if they don't know where they should go blocking, a combination of that and really good athletes on the other side of the ball, and the calls that are being made that, like Eddie Grant said, I got to put him in a better position to start a drive. I mean, it's just a combination of all those things that make it a disaster. But there is no doubt the number of better, more experienced, talented football players ready to play SEC football right now is on the offensive side of the ball. And one of the sides has got to carry him, and it's not going to be the defense.
Yep.
So the offense has got to do something. The secondary was a strength that got torched yesterday. All right, Josh, we got to take a break.
Yes.
And we will be back briefly, and then we got Kendrick Haskins from Wave 3 coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. He went with the Western Kentucky University football team down to Tuscaloosa, rode the team bus and everything, granted all access. So he's got some great stuff, and he's coming up here in just a few minutes on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-693-0243. 800-693-0243. That's 800-693-0243.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC32.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Good rights for a year, Coach. Congratulations.
Right, nice leather pants.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham telling Shannon Spake following Utah's win over BYU, nice leather pants. Interview was over. She said congratulations. He could have said thank you and walked away. Instead, he says, nice leather pants.
And then ogles her as he's walking away. Yes, he gives her a double take.
He did. His eyes shifted back to her and her pants. And a little nod almost to say, when she said thank you, he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
I like the pants. I like them a lot. Should you? No, I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not saying anything. What do you think, Mary Jo? Because last night I showed the video and tweeted it out. And Paul Pabst from Dan Patrick's show, he was the first one to retweet it. Once he did that, it was everybody had it. And the responses were greatest of all time, love the guy, that kind of thing, player. The other responses were misogynistic pig, jerk, just another example. And then the other responses were, well, should she be wearing leather pants? So where do you land on all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if it was a guy doing the sideline interviews or the post-game interviews, which it sometimes is, that he would have never made a remark about his clothing.
If he was wearing leather pants, though.
Yes, if he was wearing leather pants.
He would say nice leather pants, I think.
Yeah, probably so.
It was Jim Morrison of the Doors, you know, covering the game.
Yes. Then he would definitely have said nice. I think, I fall somewhere in between. I don't think he's a misogynistic pig. But there's a different standard for the way you treat male sideline reporters and the way you treat female sideline reporters if you're a coach, I think. Yeah. Or there shouldn't be, but there is, and they do treat him differently.
He's married and has four children, by the way. And Shannon Spake is married and has twins.
Yeah. Now, I know, I mean, Shannon has covered a ton of UK games before she moved over to Fox, and just always been so professional and such a, you know, great to work with, and I really enjoy her work. I think in that moment, she was put off a little bit, and what else can you say? But thank you. I appreciate it, because you're just kind of not expecting that. And you're on live TV and all that. I might not have worn leather pants, just to be quite frank about it. Now, I also can't wear leather pants, and if I could, maybe I would wear leather pants. So I, you know, there's that too. But Shannon's always been very professional, and that was an unprofessional thing that Kyle Whittingham did, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I'm not going to crucify him over it.
Right.
Because you don't know, they might have a great working relationship, and it might have been something that was brought up earlier in the day, because Shannon talks to the coaches before the game, the days leading up, you know, to get all the information. So you never know if there was a discussion earlier in the day,
right,
like, about it.
Because look, when you know somebody, you can say things to them that won't offend them, that if it was said on national TV without context or knowledge of the relationship, would be offensive to you. You would take it that way.
But the kind of the eyes right? after the nice leather pants comment, when he looks away, then looks back and gives her I really like those pants kind of a thing. I don't know.
The thing is, Shannon Spake is a triathlete, like a marathon runner, all this stuff. I mean.
Right. So then in that case, I might wear leather pants.
Right. So, you know, if you're going to be on national TV, you want to look hot. You know, I mean, if you can bench 350 pounds, maybe you wear a tank top that says, "Do you even lift, bro?" I don't wear that tank top, but if I bench 350 pounds, I might. So I don't know. It's tough. I do think dressing professional is something you must consider. That's one thing. I'm not saying, honestly, I didn't even see the leather pants. I don't know what she
was wearing. I didn't see the outfit, but Kyle, this one is on Kyle Whittingham.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. 100%. That's what I'm saying. Yes, it is on Kyle Whittingham. And I don't know that it's a crisis in how to treat people or anything like that, because we don't know the full situation. But I would imagine by Monday there will be an apology.
Yeah.
Because the look, if it was just a joke, hey, nice leather pants.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing out here with them, Mom, but yeah. But then, as he's walking away and throws that look back, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's enough off-camera time that he didn't need to say it on.
Exactly. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Big win against BYU, national TV on Fox, the national network. Yeah. One like hidden on FS1 somewhere. It was on Fox. Yeah. Don't do it, Kyle, because you're a dad. His son plays on the team, by the way. Anyway, we are late getting to Kendrick Haskins. But we will do so next. He was with WKU as they traveled to Tuscaloosa. And he didn't just cover the game. He was on the team bus, in the team meetings, with Jeff Brohm's Hilltoppers all the way through the whole thing. I mean, when we talk to him, he's going to be talking to us from the team bus, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So,
very cool.
Yes, it is going to be cool. And he's coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Your new job is waiting. Wait, your new career is waiting. Aramark.
Aramark, a world leader in providing professional services, is now accepting applications for accounts receivable specialists, customer service representatives, and cash application specialists at their shared services center located in Lexington, Kentucky. Aramark offers excellent benefits, paid time off, and more.
Visit aramark.com/careers to learn more. Aramark, we enrich and nourish lives every day. A background check is required for these positions. Aramark is an equal opportunity employer.
McLane Grocery in Nicholasville is growing, with full-time distribution center positions available starting between $13 per hour and $14 per hour. Come to McLane Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1040 Baker Lane. Mention this radio station for an on-the-spot interview for steady full-time distribution center positions with full benefits, including a 401k match and a competitive hourly rate. That's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., 1040 Baker Lane.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. At Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop, it's now better than ever. They've updated, renovated, and expanded to better suit clientele. Five flat screens and now eight new booths. Prince Cuts Barbershop, the most talented barbers in the city, will give you the style you deserve. At Prince Cuts, you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com or give them a call at 299-CUT. Prince Cuts, not your ordinary barbershop. It's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts Barbershop, where you will get a style fit for Prince.
In 1984, a headline read, "What will the Cats do for an encore?" They answered with a 9-3 season and a bowl game victory. Also in 1984, the Boot Store opened on Nicholasville Road in a very small space. Today, we're a little bigger and carry Kentucky's biggest and best selection of Western boots and work boots. You'll find an unmatched selection of sizes and widths, and we know how to fit you. We're locally owned and operated, and we're Cat people. We're the Boot Store on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boot Store.
This is Bud, and for years you've been calling me at 811 before you dig. But now there's a faster, convenient way for you to find out if it's safe to dig. It's 811now.com. From any device, you can go online to have utility lines marked at your job site. Any day, any time, go to 811now.com. Fill out the online form. It's free, and it's the law. Find out if it's safe for you to dig at 811now.com.
Tune in to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 weekdays at 8 and 4 for the Central Bank Reds update with Doug Flynn all season long. Central Bank, where local service and knowledgeable bankers give you the central difference.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Little Joe Walsh on a Sunday morning.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
I had no idea Josh even knew Joe Walsh. You're a Joe Walsh fan, Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He surprises me sometimes. Just out of nowhere, he'll pull something out from the 70s. I'll ask him about a song from the 90s, like, don't know it. Wasn't born yet.
No. Is it by the Gin Flossoms? Sometimes you have to tune in Saturdays and Sundays to be able to
keep
up.
Jokes. Yeah. By the way, if you weren't listening earlier, we had a fire alarm for an entire segment. Which was caused by, we now know, according to WLEX 18 News, that a construction worker
hit a sprinkler, yeah. And it's like flooding Hopcats.
Mm. Enjoy brunch at Hopcats today. Oh, man. They got to be happy about that.
Nope, they're probably not.
Kendrick Haskins from Wave 3 in Louisville is on the phone with us now. He got all access to Western Kentucky University Hilltoppers football on the way to Tuscaloosa. And interesting stuff. If you don't follow him on Twitter, at Kendrick Haskins, you see some of the pictures and stuff. Good morning, Kendrick.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good to see that Mary Jo still has that same wit and makes fun of people.
Yeah. But, I mean, why would I ever change?
Don't ever change.
So what was the pregame meal like?
These people eat more than anybody I've ever seen. So, you know, we get up with them, So we had to drive down to Bowling Green on Friday. So we got there. We had to get there around 10 o'clock Central Time. So they had already had a breakfast then. So they go through a walkthrough. Then they get on the bus and they get a big bag of food. Then we get to Alabama.
You say big bag of food like it's feed for animals.
It was a sub shop and they had cookies, a sub sandwich, and chips and all that stuff. So then we get there. As soon as we get to the Alabama state line, we go through a rest area where all of them rush to the vending machine. Then we get to the
Vending machine at the rest stop.
I think that stop was supposed to be like 10 minutes. It turned into like 30. So then we get to the hotel, and we stayed in Birmingham, which is about an hour outside of Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And they have their meal there. They have steak, chicken, lasagna, potatoes. I mean, just a huge buffet of food. And thankfully, they let us eat with them.
Yeah, so you got to get all the food that they got.
Yes. And so then they go through meetings for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they get an ice cream bar and a snack, and the snack is Chick-fil-A.
Like a couple hours after eating the big meal.
Yeah, just after this huge meal. And I was talking to Mike White, the quarterback. I was like, since y'all been here, all y'all been doing is meeting and eating. He laughed. He's like, yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
The life of a football player.
So how did this all come about, Kendrick? Were you kind of working on Coach Brohm and the staff at Western to kind of allow you to do this? Or how did this come about that you got this all access?
Yeah, that's the advantage of Jeff Brohm, like being from Louisville and him coaching career starting at Louisville and all that. Everybody in town pretty much knows Jeff Brohm, including Kent Taylor, our sports director. So Kent had put the bug in his ear back in June when they did their little caravan when they ran around the state or whatever. And he was fine with it, and so we got it confirmed in August, and off we went. And we had a great time. The star of the whole show is Brady Brohm, Jeff's 11-year-old son. That kid says anything. He's 11 going on 65.
I got one of those, too.
I mean, he walks like an old man, and he has legitimate responsibilities. He's like, he tells players where to be. He's yelling at them to back up when they're on the side. His job on game during the game is to keep the players back off the sidelines. So
he's the backup coach.
Game penalty. Yes. And we mic'd him up. And some of the stuff he said, we mic'd him up during the game yesterday. Some of the stuff he said was hilarious.
Oh.
That's awesome.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good.
But yeah, it was a blast. It was as hot as can be in Tuscaloosa yesterday.
Yeah.
So hot out there.
Deep South don't play.
Right.
Nick Saban was as hot as can be.
Yes, he was. I wish I could have seen when he blew up on Lane Kiffin, because that's just funny to me, because Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
He was asked about it, about him arguing. He said, that's not an argument. That's called an ass chewing.
Hey, I looked over there at him a couple times during the game. Cause the only time you can really find Nick is when Alabama's on offense. When Alabama's on defense, on offense, it's like he just teleports somewhere else. He doesn't care. And so you could just see him just pacing and seething during the game. Because, I mean, be honest with you, Alabama's offense did not look that great yesterday. Credit to Western Kentucky's defense. But yeah. Alabama's offense, I mean, they scored a couple of late touchdowns, but for the most of the game, they hit some big plays here and there, but Western would stop them from scoring, or they held them to a field goal. And so the offense did not look that great. So I could see why he was a little peeved, but he was just pacing. You could just tell he was just fired up about third quarter. He was like sick of Lane Kiffin.
Now, let me ask you, your first trip to Tuscaloosa, Bryant Denny Stadium, like pregame, did the students all sing in unison Dixieland Delight? Did you see that?
No.
I've seen that before. They did that one time when I was there.
They were, I guess because it was Western Kentucky, they weren't, I don't think they were like in full We Hate You mode.
Right.
Because they really wasn't taunting the players too much. And then after the game, I heard some guy yell out, "Hey, you guys are better than USC." And so,
wow.
And the coaching, the Alabama coaching staff was telling the players that, hey, you're going to win Conference USA. And I mean, it couldn't have been nice. They had a nice experience in it because you never know what you're going to get when you go on the road, especially someone like Alabama that's used to winning. And so, yeah, everybody was pretty nice to the players and to the staff.
Hey, Josh, see if you can find this. Google on YouTube, like street fight between the whistles. Were you in the locker room, Kendrick, when Jeff did this? Because it kind of went viral yesterday on Twitter where Jeff Brohm just starts going, this is going to be a street fight between the whistles. A street fight between the whistles. A street fight between the whistles! Oh, and it just exploded in there. Did you see that? Were you in there?
Yes, I was sitting right behind him when he did it. And it was so fun. It was so out of character of everything because we had the video of him, I think, last year when he threw a chair during a pregame speech.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because every time you talk to him, he's kind of laid back. He's like, yeah, we need to go out here and execute. Even during that speech, the first thing he said is like, we don't need any trash talk with these guys. We just need to go out here and execute. He's bringing up other times when they've lost these big games, like at IU last year and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just monotone, kind of quiet, and everything. His voice kind of carries, so he didn't have to talk that loud anyway. But he's just monotone. Then all of a sudden,
oh, it was awesome.
It got me hype. I wanted to go put on a helmet.
All right, setting fire alarms off again. Here. It's back. I don't know if you could hear that, Kendrick, but it's back. We're back at it.
Hey. Apparently, a fire alarm went off in the team hotel on Friday night. I didn't hear it, but Kyle Neesa, SID from Western City, went off.
Kendrick just slept on through it.
All right, so much food. I mean, you got to get some rest.
I know.
A food coma.
Now, I think we'd be remiss. This is such a cool thing that you got to do, but be remiss to have you on and not just talk about the other two programs in the state that are going in such clear opposite directions right now, with Lamar Jackson being thought of as one of the Heisman contenders for sure, and with Louisville getting College Game Day next week,
mm-hmm.
Hosting Florida State. First time College Game Day has come to Louisville. And then what happened to Kentucky in the Swamp yesterday?
I was fortunate enough to not see the Kentucky game.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I've been so hyped on Mark Stoops since he got there. I mean, he has galvanized the fan base, and it just seemed like everything was going in the right direction. But I have no idea what happened. It's just like they got to a point, and that's it. And it's like five wins is their ceiling. And I don't, this year it looks like it may be four. And I don't understand what happened.
Yeah.
The recruiting was good. They've got good players. And going by the recruiting, they got better players than Louisville. But then they go out and lose to Southern Mississippi, which I kind of thought that was going to happen anyway. But then to just go out there and just completely lay an egg against Florida at Florida. I mean, no team should have a 30-year losing streak to anybody.
Yeah.
And it just – I don't get it. I just can't wrap my mind around why they are so bad, because they've got good players. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It doesn't. Here on the other side of things over there, where you were with Jeff Brohm, the way he's going – I mean, they're going to come after him. Didn't he already turn down a job?
Yeah, he turned down he turned down a job last year.
Yeah, he said he wanted to stay at Western, yeah. But it's going to happen again this year.
Fit. Oh, yeah. If they can go out and have a similar season to they did last year, especially by now they have a new quarterback in the mix, because a lot of that last year you could say, well, he had Brandon Dowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, Mike White, he didn't have a good game against Alabama, but that first game against Bryce, he threw up over 500 yards.
Pass. Yeah.
So if he can go out there and do that, and even against Alabama, the Taywan Taylor, the kid from PRP, he had 120 yards receiving against Alabama.
Oh, and didn't so Lucky Jackson get a touchdown too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lucky Jackson got a touchdown.
From Lafayette High School, freshman.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he got a touchdown at the end of the game. So if they can, put up similar numbers to what he's done in the last couple of years, everyone's come, and Kentucky, I think, should come after Jeff Brohm. I mean, he's a state kid. Granted, he's from Louisville, but hey, you want somebody who's going to put butts in the seats and put touchdowns on the scoreboard, and Jeff Rahm, I think, would do that.
If you're him, would you take that, though? I know,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
you got a great facility.
I get going after him, but it's tough because I also feel like, man, I mean.
What if South Carolina decides that offensive lineman that's the head coach is not the answer?
Right. And it's just like you kind of sit back and like maybe something else better will come by. You hate to say that, but the tradition of not being great has gone on for so long. It's just like, how do you go out and get a coach who's going to be great? It's got to be somebody who really and truly wants to be there and happens to be a great coach. And I don't know who that is.
I know. And they'll probably be looking though soon. What do you think real quick? Can Louisville beat Florida State?
I think they can. But at the beginning of the season, I said they would beat either Florida State or Clemson. They'll beat one of the two.
Clemson looks more beatable now.
Yeah, they barely beat Troy. So, I don't, because Florida State's one of those, you never know, because when it's a big game, Florida State doesn't show up until the second half. So if U of L has to jump on them quick, which they've been doing, I give them a shot with the game day going to be here and it being a noon game. The noon game, Louisville fans crack me up. They complain about everything. They've been complaining about noon kickoffs for years. I'm like, okay, you should be used to it by now. And if Ohio State, whose program is light years ahead of yours, plays noon games all the time, you can get over it.
Yeah.
Because I posted about Louisville getting game day, and the second comment is, well, they should move the game to 8 o'clock. I'm like, no, noon is perfect for us. I'm off work by 6.
You can watch some other football games, have an evening, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right, one more thing before we let you go. We got to ask, when is this stuff going to air? Like all the stuff that you got from Western and your all-access trip to Tuscaloosa, how much will be out there and when can we see it?
It'll be a two-part series. The first part, which covers, you know, the first day and them getting down there, will air on Wednesday, and then the second part will be on Thursday.
Okay. Tune into Wave 3 and
Wave3news.com, I guess.
Yes, we'll post it on wave3.com, and of course, I'll tweet it.
Tweet out the link, so follow Kendra Kaskins.
And get ready for a lot of Brady Brum.
Oh, I can't wait. Sounds great. Sounds great.
At Kendra Kaskins. Give him a follow.
Hey, thanks, Kendrick.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a safe trip back.
I'm already back.
Oh, you're already back.
Already
okay.
Back.
I got back at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Oh, well, thanks for getting up with us then.
Yeah.
Dang.
I had to get up anyway. I'm going into the Fern Creek High School Hall of Fame today.
Oh, wow.
Kendrick.
Hey, yeah.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Right on.
Well deserved.
I appreciate it. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good day.
It is going to be a good day, and I'm probably going to pass out from exhaustion at about 4 o'clock.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. As a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I need a jacket.
Hey, thanks, Kendrick.
Hey, thank you.
Kendrick Haskins from Wave 3 News in Louisville. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Don't miss the third annual Jefferson Street Soiree on Wednesday, September 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. Presented by Visit Lexus Beyond Grits in celebration of the Keeneland September Yearling Sale. Live music from the Wooks and TD. Enjoy food and drink from Jefferson Street restaurants. For more info, visit jeffersonstreetsoiree.com.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I think we've exhausted talking about UK football. There's not really much left to say.
Yeah, for this week. Yep, it's done.
New Mexico State is horrible. So, like I said, if you want an opportunity to see Kentucky actually get a win, you got kids that you want to take to a football game. This is the one, you know, because it's not going to be cold. If it's raining, the crowd's going to be just disastrous. How about Kendrick saying he thinks UK should go after Jeff Brohm?
Yeah, I mean.
And then you saying, I don't think Jeff Brohm would take it. Listen, NFL football coming up today when we're done here at about 12:30. Packers at Jaguars here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. That game followed by the Dolphins at the Seahawks, followed by the Patriots at the Cardinals.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
And then on Monday, Steelers at Redskins, and then Rams at 49ers. So you got five NFL games over the next 2 days here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, which is excellent because I must say, the other night, Thursday night, I was driving home from working, and I turned it on ESPN Sports Radio 1300, and what do I hear? The Reds. Like, they're horrible. Their season is long over. There's no chance. And I'm like, where's the NFL, Sean C.? Where's the NFL? Here it is. Today we have the NFL. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Have a great weekend.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A+ rating from the BBB.